106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. A little bit of news on the Canmore Hotel. And first a question, and this is a discussion that both you and I were reading online this week. Has it always been called The Ho?
No. I think The Ho is very much a modern term for our generation, not going to age us, and younger. I believe it used to be called The Hilton back in the day as well. I don't think it was acceptable society-wide or community-wide to refer to something as The Ho. Pre 1980, yeah. I'm going to say. So there was no hoes in Canmore before.
Well, they're probably, well, no.
Don't touch it.
Yeah, no. I'm very curious, though, about the origin of the term. That might be worth doing a little research on, like, who actually started calling it the ho? Where did that colloquialism come from?
I know. It just seems so natural now.
Yeah. We don't even think about
it.
We're
going to the ho. Yeah. And then we laugh.
They even got on their shirts and stuff. So. Anyway, the Canmore Hotel has gone from, you know, worries about, are they going to tear this down? What are they going to build there? Two, we want to keep it as a heritage building in town. How do we go about doing that?
And I think one of the biggest things to have happen for the hotel is the ownership that it's under now, Heritage Property Corporation, whose mandate is to take heritage buildings, restore them, but also build in a business model to pay for it. That's prime real estate, and it's not being maximally used. The hotel rooms themselves are old. You have shared bathrooms. Like, in their hands, they're going to restore that building to as close as they possibly can, original fixtures and structure. They are, however, going to add an addition to it. And because they're making this a designated historic resource, they're basically sterilizing the possibility for redevelopment. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, you have an opportunity to enter into negotiations with the development authority, which is the town of Canmore, and say, hey, we're doing this to keep a historical resource in your community, so you should give us something for that. And one of the big things they've gotten is parking. Parking variances, also parking on the street for the front entrance of the hotel along the 7th Avenue there would be for them, not permanently, 10-year lease on those parking stalls. Car stackers in the back. We're at the next stage of the process where all the things that are being proposed and needed for the restoration and to build the boutique hotel, it's not just going to be a bar. Mm-hmm. The business model is a downtown boutique hotel.
That people would actually stay in.
And that requires a lot of changes to what is allowed in the town center land use district. Mm-hmm. And instead of doing that, what is being proposed is a direct control district, which is just that one lot. It has its own rules to allow these things to occur. And the ultimate authority on saying yay or nay is council. And because of that, there's no appeal. We're a couple years out of this whole process starting. So to see it actually have application in front of council for approval is really exciting.
So what's going to be happening at the public hearing on September the 8th? What can people take a look at?
Administration will go over the specifics of the district and how they are different from the town center, discretionary and permitted uses, the variances for heights and setbacks, as well as what the requirements for parking will be as set out in the memorandum of understanding that council signed with Heritage Property Corporation. That memorandum says, we recognize you're giving up future development rights, and this is what we're giving you for that.